Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of dua, reviewing the various duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we're explaining that in the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see a lot of depth, a lot of comprehensive things that are being asked for in small words. Very, very extensive the words would cover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And very, very beautiful. From amongst the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today we'll do one du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Abil Fadl al-Abbas ibn Abd al-Muttalib radiyallahu anhu qal, Qultu ya Rasulullah, Allimni shay'an as'aluhullah ta'ala. Qal, Salullah al-Afiyah. Famakastu ayyaman ثم جئت فقلت يا رسول الله علمني شيئا أسأله الله تعالى قال لي يا عباس يا عم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سل الله العافية في الدنيا والآخرة رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. هذا أبو الفضل العباس بن عبد المطلب رضي الله عنهما narrates that I said, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, teach me something which I could ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who is asking? The uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that teach me something which I could ask from Allah ta'ala. In other words, teach me a dua. So beautiful. You didn't think that I'm the uncle now, so I don't have to go and ask. But the humility is that he's going up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me some dua. One thing we learn from here is du'as are something that has to be learnt. Here the uncle is coming to ask the nephew, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach him some du'a. So du'as are things that we have to learn. It's not automatic that we will automatically just get those du'as. We must try and learn du'as, make it a point of learning du'as. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyat. So we explained before what this afiyat is. This afiyat is such a great thing. It's got to do with mental ease, financial ease, physical ease. It's got to do with ease as far as the person's dunya is concerned. It's got to do as far as his qabr is concerned, as far as his akhirat is concerned, as far as this ease. Some ulama explain, before we continue with this hadith, some ulama explain that this afiyat includes three things. What it includes, the first thing is sas bila mashakka, that a person can breathe easily. The fact that Allah is allowing a person to breathe easily, that in itself is a very great ni'mah. Ulama explained that this actually means Allah has blessed the person with afiyat, has blessed him with good health. Because his health is good, breathe easily. So number one, his health is good, Allah is allowing him to breathe easily. Second is, rozi bila mashakka. Allah is giving him his daily sustenance, Allah is giving him his rozi without much effort. So this is the second thing, that he's getting his income without much effort and without much difficulty, without much tightness. And the third is, it's amal with ikhlas. Allah Ta'ala is giving him the tawfiq of doing actions, but together with doing actions, whatever he's doing it for the sake of Allah. All three things are included in afiyat. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his uncle that make this dua, that ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat, ask Allah Ta'ala for well-being. So I stayed a few days and then I went back to him and said. So now the uncle, he took this dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then after some time he went back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah Ta'ala, teach me something which I could ask from Allah Ta'ala. So in other words, he wanted another dua. He came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking for another dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him so beautifully. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him in these words, Ya Abbas, Ya Amma Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that O Abbas, O the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sallallahu al-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. Again he gave him the same dua. But ask Allah ta'ala for afiyat in the dunya and in the akhirah. So ulama explained that this dua is so comprehensive that Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu came back for another dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the same dua. Why? Because it covers so many things. It covers well-being. As far as this world is concerned, ulama explained, it refers to safety from sicknesses, safety from trials, safety from difficulties. And afiyat in akhirat also includes forgiveness of sins and safety from punishment in akhirat. So the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the second time told him to make the same dua shows that how great this dua is. Another narration states that one should ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyah, because there is no greater bounty after iman than afiyah. This hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif and Ibn Majah. No greater bounty after iman than afiyah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that if you are granted afiyah in this world and you are granted afiyah in the year after, then you are successful. May Allah Ta'ala grant us afiyah. Therefore, the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, he used to say that whenever you make dua and ask for anything, add these words, Allah grant it to me would afiyah. For example, Allah, I want children, grant it to me would afiyah. Allah, I'm looking for a good job, give it to me would afiyah. Allah, give me long life would afiyah. So whenever you ask him, add these words, would afiyah. In other words, Allah, give it to me, would ease. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.